Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Communication Skills, a list of 50 excellent one-liners to help you develop your communication skills. You may want to improve your communication skills. If you do, then read the following points with a pencil in your hand and select 7 of them to act as your plan of action for the next phase of your personal development program. 1. When talking, avoid using filler words such as like and sort of thing. When speaking, do your best not to swear or use unnecessarily bad language. 3. Talk about the things the other person may actually be interested in. 4. When listening, try to form a mental image of the content of the other's message. 5. Listen out for glaring contradictions in the content of what they say. 6. Ask questions to clarify any uncertainty you have over the other's content. 7. Try to take good mental or written notes. 8. When explaining, don't assume extensive previous knowledge. 9. When explaining, put things into logical order. 10. When in meetings, have an agenda. 11. When in meetings, stick to the agenda. 12. When in meetings, never speak in anger. 13. And don't let your mouth talk you into trouble. 14. Never tell social bullies that they make you feel intimidated or afraid. 15. In relation to your body language, stand or sit up straight, act as if you were alert. 16. Dress in a manner which will be acceptable to your audience. 17. Give only good, clean, firm, and brief handshakes, or none at all. 18. Don't put your hands on people unless they're good friends. 19. Never point your finger at anyone. 20. Never point your pen at anyone. 21. In relation to your body language, emphasize your message with an open hand, palms down, fingers open, and moving hand gestures. 22. Give sufficient eye contact to suggest that you are listening. 23. Don't give so much eye contact to suggest that you're attempting a psychic mind probe. 24. In relation to your body language, try to smile a little more frequently. But don't laugh at the wrong time and place. 26. Try not to look as if you're miserable or worried. 27. In relation to your body language, orientate yourself to about 45 degrees to the other. 28. Stand the right distance away from the other, normally about 18 inches. 29. Ensure you smell nice or not at all. 30. Check your breath does not smell too badly. 31. In relation to you giving instructions, tell them what you want, not what you don't want. Focus on the future, not the past. Focus on the positive, not the negative. Focus on what you like rather than what you hate. 35. In problem solving, look for causes and their corresponding corrective actions. In problem solving, look for possible implications of existing problems and then design countermeasures. 37. Ensure that you have diagnosed the problem correctly. 38. Ensure that you have not latched on to the obvious problem statement without checking the deeper and more profound underlying problem that is hidden from view. 39. In relation to teaching, always motivate your learner before you start to try to teach. 40. Ensure that you have organized your material in advance of the session. 41. Use memory devices to aid the learner to remember the material. 42. Limit the amount, Don't overwhelm the other with too much information. 43. In relation to teaching, repeat, repeat, repeat. 44. In relation to your voice tone, use the deeper end of your voice range. 45. In relation to your voice tone, use a variable, not monotone, delivery. 45. Use a slightly slower delivery so as to allow time for your message to sink in. 47. In relation to confidence, even if you have self-doubts, act as if you are a winner. 48. In relation to confidence, even if you have self-doubts, speak louder. 49. Even if you have self-doubts, state your opinion aloud. And 50. In relation to communicating self-confidence, don't be timid. Let your light shine forth. Thank you.